Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Hola. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally. Can you imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world? And to all of you, bonjour. Welcome to Little Overcast Chicago today. We've been having glorious weather, and now it's a little sprinkly, and it's going to be in the 70s, but I'm looking out over the pond. Oh, the fountain isn't on yet. We have a beautiful fountain, but actually, we need at least two more of them. But anyway, the geese are out there, and oh, the little geese limbs are getting so big. And you know that when they leave Mama and Papa, they never come back. And we watch them grow from teeny tiny until adulthood, and it's always sad for us. Because one day we'll just see the Ma and Pa there and no babies. Isn't it exciting to know that you could discover what the world has to say on Blog Talk Radio? Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Live with Kathy. The call-in number, the guest call-in number, is 347-637-3789. So come on, take a nice big yawn and a nice big stretch, because I know it's 6:32 Central Time, 7:32 Eastern Time. In California, it is, I don't even think it's, let's see, it's 6, it has to be 4. And in Hawaii, it's 2 a.m. But the early bird gets the worm. In the early morning hours, hardly any traffic. It's peaceful, it's quiet. And it gives you a chance to design your day. Remember, we all wake up to a blank canvas. You could call in on 347-637-3789 and tell me what your canvas looks like today. Mine is always exciting. After this, excuse me, I will get dressed and off and running to the gym. Stair climbing, the elliptical, and then weight training. A working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So in reality, they're competing for the same energy. What are you going to do today? Are you a little couch potato who is always in the "But I was going to, but. Get off your butts and participate in your life today. Now, today's show, the core of the show later on, is are you a risk taker? And I'm going to give you a list of risky jobs that really pay. And you better let compensation be your guide if you're going to take a chance on these careers. But let's back up. Let me give you the call-in number, 347-637-3789. And when you call in, you're going to get the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, the e-book. It's going to be free. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. No costly equipment to buy. The methods and techniques are easy to learn and they're fun to learn. Hey, can you imagine learning tongue stretches? You see, the tongue is a muscle, and it has to be exercised. Did you know that as we get older, we begin to slur our words? Because the tongue hasn't been exercised. No, darlings, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. And given the nature of this dynamics in the Elixir of Youth, I've given the exercises silly names, like taming the elephant, leaping lizards, thumping the thymus. It is amazing. And the beauty, once you've learned them, they are yours for life. And if you have a marvelous exercise that provides a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin, give me a call. I'd love to hear about it. You know, looks do matter. I don't care what anyone says. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And that's what I want for all of you, and that's why I've given the book free. But you do have to call in. You can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Then you could write to me. I love to get letters. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and check on my website, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com, and www.simplyageless.net. All right, time for a sip of my nice hot water. You take a nice fresh lemon. Lemon juice doesn't work. The reconstituted lemon juice bottle, no, fresh lemon. Be sure and wash the lemon in the fruit and veggie wash. You don't know how many people have handled it. You know, when you go to a restaurant and they ask if you'd like a slice of lemon in your water, I always say no, because I don't know where that hand has been. I don't know how much bacteria is on that. Even if you have a glove on, how much bacteria, a plastic glove. So be sure and start your morning. Remember, we started with a nice big cat stretch and a nice big yawn. Really stretch out. And then move your legs over to the side of your bed and sit there quietly. And I go through all my exercises that are in the book. And when you woke up this morning, was it, oh, good morning, God, or was it, good God, it's morning? Then you better look at career change. Listening to Live with Kathy, and while you're on the website, be sure and check out the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. And then starting next week, I'm going to introduce you to a dynamic way to get your message out while you're sitting at your computer in the comfort of your home. It's called Virtual Portal. Write that down, V-I-R-T-U-A-L, portal, separate word, P-O-R-T-A-L. It's going to change how you're going to do business. With the click of a button, you could reach a gazillion people to say, hey, this is how amazing I am. This is how fabulous I am. When you looked in the mirror, did you tell yourself how fabulous you were? Did you tell everyone how brilliantly talented you are? How handsome and gorgeous you are? You know, if you don't do it, ain't nobody else going to do it. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And let me give you, right now, the three essentials to happiness. And then I'm going to do a review of the shows that I did this week. Three essentials. Number one, something to do. What are you doing today? Are you volunteering? Are you giving back? Or are you in the habit of the only one that matters is me, myself, and I? Someone to love. Did I live? Did I matter? And did I love? And then something to hope for. Just don't hope for it. Make it happen. Why can't you make it happen? Persevere. Persevere. And make it happen. Donald Trump, really, you know, I don't give him, he's not in my genre, if you would, of exciting people. But I have to tell you, he has perseverance. Trump, trumpet's new sign. Excited to see it in person. And the sign on the building spans 2,891 square feet and faces the Chicago River on the Trump International Hotel and Tower. Now, what I can't understand is the brouhaha about it. It's really quite lovely. T-R-U-M-P. It's stainless steel, and he said it cost mucho, mucho dollars. It's stainless steel, number 8 finish, the highest level of stainless steel. Building is what I am best at life. What are you best at? And, of course, there are always going to be the naysayers. Now, what I don't understand is, be with me here. Chicago has a large signs that have not caused such a stir. Tribune, Sun Times, Nuveen, Kemper. They're massive signs. Boeing, Swiss Hotel, UBS, and the Chicago Sun Times. Now, with all of this advertising, you know, there's no such thing as too much advertising. He put Chicago on the map. And he got page 5 on the Sun Times today. And yet I'm wondering about Iraq. I'm wondering about all of these little immigrant children that are coming from, I don't know, is it Mexico? Without their mommy and daddy. on the front page, Clinton and Rahm Emanuel. Let's go to page 8 and 9. Man, they sure are egomaniacs. It says, describing how the president should make crime a defining issue for the Democrats. Flipping a switch. Rahm says he supports accelerating citizenship for immigrants. But Clinton administration documents reveal he once pushed the president for record deportation of criminal aliens. How could the little children be criminal? They don't know what's happening. So flipping a switch, which they both need, on their back, low enough and hard enough. A treasure trove of documents from former President Bill Clinton's administration shows a young staffer, Rahm Emanuel, pushing his boss to get tough on illegal immigrants and sees crime fighting from the Republicans as a defining issue. The previously restricted memos from Romney to Clinton are among thousands of White House documents made public this year through the William J. Clinton Presidential Library. I guess morals don't matter anymore. And no, they're not statesmen. The documents were kept secret until 12 years after Clinton's second term ended in 2001. Now, Romney's current stance on immigration seems to differ from what he proposed to Clinton in the 1990s. As mayor, Romney says he supports reducing deportation and accelerating citizenships for immigrants. When he was the advisor for Clinton, he called for record deportation of criminal aliens and told the president that halfway through your term, you want to claim a number of industries free of illegal immigrants. These politicians talk out of both sides of their mouth. But Romney's administration doesn't see a conflict between his advice to Clinton and his current immigration policy. Romney's position has been consistent. The U.S. government must find a way to put 12 million undocumented Americans on a path to citizenship. He has always believed that law enforcement should not be focused on those who enter the country illegally, but on those who commit violent crimes while they're here. This policy is now the core of all immigration reform, including Representative Luis Guitarras' bipartisan legislation. The mayor's philosophy is what led to the passage of a law to permanently make Chicago a welcoming city for immigrants regardless of their status, and the creation of the city's first Office of New Americans that is now a national model for integration. On crimes and drugs, meanwhile, Romney urged the president to wrest these issues from the Republicans. In 1995 memo, Romney even suggested that the president jump into the fray over New York Yankee star Daryl Strawberry testing positive for drugs. he called for Clinton's drug czar, Lee Brown, to meet with Yankees owner George Steinbrenner and demand that Strawberry perform community service. Oh, what are their ages? 40, 50? Maybe some are approaching 60. What are they bringing to the plate? They're not statesmen. What are they bringing to the plate? They're good with words. They're pros at sweet talk. They know how to convince you. I don't know. Immigrants? I don't mind that you're coming into America, but why pick Chicago? There are other states. Why don't you just do it the honorable way? My parents did. They went through Ellis Island from Europe in the early 1990s. Took the test, became citizens. And even during the Depression, my father never stood in a bread line. He worked his tuchus off for his family. His kids, and he had five of them. And we lived in the house that Pa built. And Ma was a great nutritionist. On Wednesday's show, I did Freedom from Regret. If you had a chance to change your life, do a do-over, what would you do? And my older sister, there are just the two of us left now. The dynasty, the pawn dynasty. And she asked me that. Oh, no, I asked her. I don't know how it happened, but she said she would spend more time knowing more about our mother. Great cook, natural nutritionist. You see, when we were growing up in that immigrant environment, I don't know about you, but we weren't hugged very much, were you? I don't remember ever being hugged. But what I do remember, the food, the work ethics. And we were never spanked. Never, ever. Oh, Ma had a twig from the cherry tree that every once in a while we'd get a swat around our ankle. I had more twig taps than anyone else because I always had a better way. And if I were to do over anything, I would say I'm sorry to my mother because I always made her cry. I had a better way. I was one of these kids. I was futuristic. I had visions. I was climbing higher and faster than most. I just didn't know it. And they didn't know how to handle me. Come on. I'm 11 years old. I'm studying ballet on a scholarship. At the age of 12, I got myself downtown, which was no easy task because I lived on the south side of Chicago. How I got to Clark Street to the auditorium to audition, I'll never know. And I passed the audition, and they had to sign a paper to let me tour at the age of 12. I see. No, I'm thinking of that. No, I don't see dead people. But I'm futuristic and visionary. And as a child, that used to frighten me. You see, I was taking quantum leaps as a kid and didn't know it. I would like to get to know my father better. His upbringing, Europe. He was really a brilliant man, and he worked in the steel mill, Wisconsin Steel Mill, on 106th and Torrance Avenue when he walked to work. And at one point they said, Peted, that's Peter in Croatian, we want you to go to school. You're very, very smart. And I kind of think my mother had a hand in it. What? You're going to go to school? Who's going to feed the family? Where are we going to get the money? I don't know what happened. But I think it's very important for us to go backward in time to find out what substance we're really made of. So can you think about your life today? And don't be sad when you're thinking about regrets. Learn from it. Learn from it. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. You'll look younger. You'll look happier. And who are you going to hug today? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Come on, time for a nice big cat stretch and a big yawn. And get rid of all of the toxic negative habits you have. You see, today, this moment is all that we have. You know, little children have the right formula. Hey, they don't care about tomorrow. Yesterday, huh, dead and gone. They just have now. And treat them with love. Because they'll never, ever forget. Now, I'm going to do a sidebar right now. We're talking about, it's in the paper, Ed McMahon. McMahon. Jim, 1988, with the Chicago Bears. He's a whistleblower, and whistleblowers are sometimes deranged, sometimes hallucinatory, but they are often right. And it has to do with football. I was watching the world soccer games. They hit the ball with their head. Huh? Mama and Papas, what are you thinking? I have three children. They were not allowed. Any football that they played with their kids, their playmates. And there are kids that are going crazy today that want to be on a soccer team. And they're not even wearing helmets. I'm thinking of Joe Montana. All of these football players, are they paying the price? Look, when you're young, you're bulletproof. Ain't nothing going to happen to you, but Father Time and Mother Nature are waiting in the wings. Knee replacements, hip replacements, headaches, early dementia. Now, this is what Jim said. He had been a superstar at BYU, setting 71 NCAA records from 1977 to 1980. He fancied himself a tough, self-made winner who didn't care whom he offended on the way to wherever he was headed. And if injuries were part of that journey, who could he blame but himself? Now, this is what he says. I'm quoting him. Maybe if I hadn't had broomsticks broken over my back, or hadn't been whipped with belts, I'd have grown up a mental wimp, he said of his upbringing in his 1986 autobiography. And now he's claiming he's part of, he's 54, yeah, just about the time that all of these injuries will kick in. Every 7 years we go through a biological and physiological change. He is part of every personal injury lawsuit against the NFL that comes along. In 2012, he was Sports Illustrated cover boy for concussion-related early-onset dementia. He's part of the recent class action suit that accuses NFL teams of giving dangerous drugs to players without explaining their long-term effects. Those of you that are empowered, you're billionaires. How do you sleep at night? Is more money ever going to be enough? What are you going to do? Give them a drug and then sit them down and tell them about the long-term effects? What do you care? Your greed is overwhelming. Greed and power. And I support the NFL. Go after it and get as much money as you can from them. Unfortunately, it's not going to reverse your dementia. I don't know, will you even remember? Jim says he can't remember things, barely can leave his home. But this is Rick Thielander in the Sun-Times. Yet we see him playing golf, often barefooted in bizarre outfits. He had headaches so bad, he says, that he likely would have committed suicide if there had been a gun in the house. There was depression, too, and he eventually determined his headaches stem from a neck issue, but the brain deterioration continues. But there's no reason to doubt him, but the likely culprit, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, the wasting disease caused by repeated brain trauma. I don't think I've pronounced that right, but that's okay. You see, none of that could be accurately diagnosed until his death. No one should be surprised by brain damage to any former player. There's been Mike Webster's, Dave Duer's son, Junior Seas, haven't we? And the alarm signals are at full disciple, but you don't care? How's your life going? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. On Tuesday, we had interruptions in life. And I talked about 9/11/201. The people that didn't go to work that day for whatever reason. How do you clarify? How do you justify? Is it divine intervention? And what about the traveler in Malaysia that was to board the plane that's missing And her associates said, no, let's take the second plane. I have other things to do here. And their lives were spared. How do you feel about that? Why is it that their lives were spared? By intuition? By a gut feeling? How do you know? You just don't. Are you enjoying gratitude for your life today? Can you unchain yourself from regret? Are you ready for a career change? Can you take a quantum leap, just like this 91-year-old woman who broke a marathon record, Harriet Thompson? It took her more than 7 hours to run a marathon in Sunday in San Diego, but she's 91 and recovering from cancer. In fact, she beat the previous record for women 90 and up by 2 hours and 45 minutes. She became the second oldest woman to complete a marathon in U.S. history, according to the running site competitor.com. And she said the only time that she feels her age is when she's after the running. 7 hours, 7 minutes, 42 seconds. It was her 15th marathon in 16 years. Do you want to know when she started to run? When she was 76. Missing only last year's because of oral cancer. She's been battling skin cancer recently. She told reporters she had undergone 9 radiation treatments in 11 days, the last one coming just a month before the race. So she was determined. She persevered. She wore bandages and tights to cover wounds left by the treatment, and she runs every year to raise money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Her brother died from lymphoma in February. Everybody in my family has died of cancer, she said. I don't know, I guess it's in my genes. Oh, she was a one-time concert pianist. The discipline of playing has helped her running in that she sometimes keeps pace during a race by replaying pieces in her mind. She's adopted and adapted the Olympian mindset. I usually think of Chopin etudes, the ones that are technically difficult, because they're usually pretty fast and it stimulates me to go a little faster, and it helps me pass the time. She runs, takes yoga, stretching class, and exercises on an elliptical machine. In her retirement community, she's one of the very few residents who move at faster than a strolling pace. She said she's going to run the marathon next year. She said, I'm going to train better and be in better shape. And then she was on her way back to Charlotte, North Carolina, to spend her 67th wedding anniversary with her husband. Isn't that awesome? Now, this just happened recently. She's quite a risk taker, isn't she? But she was determined. And how many times have I said to you, the body and the brain don't age, we do. And how do we do that? By our choices. Are you curious? Are you a risk taker? Are you willing to do what it takes to get you out of your dull, lackluster life? And of course, you know, the Japanese want us to take just tiny little baby steps. Ah. another sidebar. I just got my Vanity Fair magazine. And the truth will set you free, but not until it is finished with you, by David Foster Wallace. And in this paper, in this magazine, Monica Lewinsky on the culture of humiliation. What on earth was she thinking? And you know what? I'm at a loss to understand this fascination with Bill Clinton. He's demoralizing. Demoralizing. And then how JFK Jr. tamed Barbara Streisand, O.J. Simpson, and the birth of reality TV. Huh. And here is Marie Brenner on 11 photos that shook the world. Let's see what that is. This is Vanity Fair. Great magazine. Absolutely the last ship. All right, 74. Reality, da-da. Ah, The Longest Day. Dispatches, Robert Capa's Longest Day. 70 years ago, the Great War photographer joined the first slaughterhouse wave of D-Day, recording World War II pivotal battle in 11 historic images of blur and grit. But that is only a fraction compared with what he shot and lost. And there are the photos. It's all in Vanity Fair. Bodies floated in a sea of blood. War, what has it solved? The adrenaline of war. What's going on in Iraq? And here, silly me. Naive Kathy, I thought, oh, it's really going to get better and better as we go on in life. In Corinthians, it says, when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. You know, everything in life is your choice. Even the career that you have, the job that you have. Different day, same thought. We're creatures of habit. Oh, I love this. You know, Life with Kathy is all about you. And in the July issue of Signs of Mind, be thine own palace, or the world's thy jail. To learn how to think is to learn how to live, for our thoughts go into a medium that is infinite and in its ability to do and to be. What's the most valuable thing in the world? Yeah, I'm asking you, to you, what's the most valuable thing in the world? some might say the Hope Diamond, a luxury mansion on a magnificent piece of land, artwork. But the greatest minds that have come before us have consistently told us that the most valuable thing in the world is not an object. It is not of the material world at all. Are you ready for this? The most valuable thing in the world is an idea. Write it down. What ideas do you have? What dreams do you have? Are you happy in your job? Did you ever think of a home-based business? Did you ever think of carving your legacy your way? If you're not experiencing perfect peace, lavish abundance, harmonious relationships, and satisfying work with which to express in this world, you are only one idea away from any and all of those concepts as your reality. You are the center of your being, your thought. And that creates your creative power. You're at a fresh starting point, so how are you using that opportunity for creation in your life? Are you dwelling in possibility? Are you swimming in the tide pool of negativity? Since thought is the starting point, we must be vigilant gatekeepers to keep out anything that we don't wish to experience in our life. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. Choose the good ones. And Khalil Gibran said, it is when you give of yourself that you truly give. And life responds to your outlook. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Are you a risk taker? Do you want to really read stories about risk takers? Get the book Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. I introduce them, and I'm one of them. Oh, do you think we're sitting on top of the world with our dreams still holding in our hand? It was dancing in our heart, but we went through the abyss, and we got to the top of the mountain. Oh, do you think it was easy that God parted the Red Sea? You have to read their stories. And Stephen Stressler with Reviva. I've known him for 40 years. We never met, but we know each other. From humble beginnings to success. To Sandy Hutchings living her life in paradise. Rhea, it just really got to be you. Lee, our little sassy, spunky entrepreneur who quit corporate America. It's in the book. Chuck Brasseldon, from frozen fingertips to frozen toes. He handles all of our insurance. I'm in touch with him. He'll be bringing me the book, The Choices, that's going to be given away as a prize when I do the speaking engagement next week on June 26th. For seniors. You could get the book by calling me at 847-882-8717 or log on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Oh, you'll love their stories. Now, the PSA, public service announcement, is brought to you by these people who care. It's pandemic, con and scam artists exposed. Oh, they're great at, they already checked you out. And you seniors, don't you dare give out, anyone, don't you dare give out any information. How do these people sleep at night? Take this number down, the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. And do you know that we lose $3 billion a year to them? But the figure may be higher, because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. You earn your money the old-fashioned way. Honeys, you worked for it. Don't you dare let anyone take it away from you. And did you know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven? Hey, I'd love to have you be my partner. I have an introductory offer that's so affordable, but the good news is that we're going to work on your development. I don't know what your product and service is, but call me at 847-882-8717. Imagine me holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your product, your service, to the world. And then you get, you're invited to be a co-host with me on one of my shows. And the good news is, again, that it is archived. And you get to hear how you sound on radio. Live with Kathy Consortium is brought to you in part by District Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Mission and purpose? I want you to become acquainted with ironworkers, to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And then I told you, after the show, I'm going to Hoffman Estates Park District. Log on heparks.org. Read about Rika Cuff, who's brilliant. She's the director of the 50-plus consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely, darlings. It is your choice. And then Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA. You could write to him, email him at ahtax@ameritech. ameritech.net, and he'll answer any of your questions. And I told you, looks do matter. Anxiety, stress, anger release toxins into the body. And everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. RevivaLabs.com. The leaders in skincare, I've been using their products for over 40 years. Hey, are you one of the TNT members? Toxic negative thinking? Read all about how you could delete all of the negative habits you have in your life. Get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and extend your lifeline to Edith Nam. Log on www.enamm.com. Remarkable one. Are you happy in your job? You know, let's forget about what you're doing. Do you want to start your own home-based business? Okay, first of all, you don't need a college degree. You don't need tons of money, and you are smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Doesn't matter if you're a solopreneur, retired, you're holding down a full-time job, but you really have dreams of grandeur with your own. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, and you're going to log on www.leticia.myshackley.com or call me at 847-882-8717. It shall be my pleasure to to work with you. And let's see if you resonate with your own home-based business. Lee did with Shackley. Hey, she saw the world 18 times. 8 new cars. And then every month, a check comes in 4 figures to her consortium. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So, are you a risk taker? Or do you live your life day to day in sublime boredom, feeling and accepting that this is your lot in life? It doesn't have to be that way. Remember, life, your life is not a dress rehearsal. Now, you could do over. Think of it as a puzzle. And if there are a couple of pieces that you don't like, just, you know, punch them out and remake them. Redesign them. Okay. Now, first of all, you want to say that, I'm looking for a new career. And I'll tell you, the chicagotribune.com/career builder, go to the employment section. It's going to help so many of you. Yeah, I was a risk taker. I started my Hats by Kathy, my own home-based business, when I was 25 years old. And now you've decided right now you're going to look into it. Please do. And you're going to take a risky job, but you don't know what they are. You don't want any more mundane days of sheer boredom. Now, if you hold firm on your decision, then you should get compensated handsomely for it. Did you know that top earners in many risky jobs enjoy six-figure salaries? And in some cases, you don't need a college degree. Are you ready? Write this down. Airline pilots. Medium salary? $114,000. Top pay? $197,000. How about private detective? Medium pay, $45,000. Top pay, $79,000. A commercial diver. Annual pay, top pay, $93,000. Construction foreman. Top salary. Didn't I just get through telling you about iron workers and construction? Close to $95,000 a year. And then, are you ready for this? A railroad conductor. I didn't think that. Top pay, $80,000. Overall, railroad safety has improved dramatically over the past decade. You do need a high school diploma or the equivalent to get started. And you have to be certified by the Federal Railroad Administration to become a conductor. And you need, most employers require 1 to 3 months of on-job training. Amtrak and some freight companies offer their own training programs with smaller railroads, may send you to a central facility or community college to prep you for your job. Earn while you learn with iron workers. 4-year apprenticeship, and you're earning money, and your health care kicks into place, and so does your pension. Earn while you learn. But you've got to be willing to step up to the plate. And I really didn't see all of those jobs being too risky. Well, maybe the commercial diver. But if you're college versus trade, iron workers are the Dom Perignon of the trade. Why? I married one. And I wouldn't change a thing. So, until next Tuesday, which will be July 1st, Make it a great weekend and all happy birthday. Good wishes to the Silver Fox, July 2nd. Until then, au revoir.